Chapter 1, page 2. Correct usage of some common English expressions and idioms in travel situations. In this first chapter, Louise Gebasi's column deals with traveling. Directions. Read and or listen to Louise's column and try to understand the general meaning. Don't stress out about every little thing. After you have listened to the story, you will have a chance to hear the meanings of the idioms used in the story and some brief examples. After you've learned what everything means, then you will hear the story again. This time, you will be up to snuff on the meanings of all the idioms and other expressions in the story. Stress out means don't worry. Every little thing means about every detail. Up to snuff means you will know about or be up to date on. Keep in mind that we are recording this chapter in our beautiful Focus on English outdoor cafe, and you may hear students in the background while we are recording. Some common English expressions and idioms when talking about travel. Below, we have reprinted one of Louise Gebasi's recent columns about travel. Travel. Dear Louise Gebasi, I'm looking forward to my vacation, which is right around the corner. I have been thinking about traveling to an island far away in the South Pacific because I really need to get away from it all. The rub is that my wife wants her mother to go along with us on this vacation, and frankly, I don't want to open a can of worms by telling her that her mother is a pain in the butt and that I really wouldn't enjoy my vacation with her in tow. I can't just come out and tell my wife that I don't want her mother around because that would go over like a lead balloon. Louise, I'm chomping at the bit to fast-track my South Pacific vacation plans. My job is really stressful, and this kind of vacation would be a great way to chill out. Having my mother-in-law along would be stressful. How do I put it to my wife that three's a crowd on this vacation? Signed, Hogtied in Minnesota. Here's how Louise Gebasi responded to Hogtied's letter. Dear Hogtied, you're getting all worked up over nothing. Contain yourself and simply engage your brain. Take a pill and then follow these steps. First, lay it all on the table so that your wife can really understand where you are coming from. Suggest to her that this vacation should be just for the two of you, a kind of romantic interlude or second honeymoon. Second, make a pact with your significant other, to the effect that mother would be welcome on the next vacation or the next extended family outing. Now stop making a mountain out of a molehill and start making your vacation plans. And by the by, try your hand at learning how to hula when you're down there. It's a great way to relax. Number 1. Right around the corner. When something is right around the corner, that means it will happen very soon. Examples. My sister's wedding is right around the corner and I still haven't bought a dress for the occasion. Summer vacation is right around the corner and the students have already made their summer plans. Number 2. To get away from it all. To escape from your normal everyday life. To go somewhere where life is very different from what you experience in your daily life. To distance yourself from your normal daily life in such a way as to be pleasant and different from what you are normally used to. Examples. My job is terrible. My wife is not happy because she wants a new house and the kids are complaining because they want new video games. Right now, I just want to get away from it all on some deserted South Pacific island. Another example. Some people like to get away from it all by taking a vacation on a cruise ship. Number 3. The rub. The problem, the obstacle, or the difficulty. Examples. John and Betty wanted to invite everyone they knew to their party. The rub was that they had a small apartment and they could only invite a small number of people. Another example. Kana loved to go speeding around the city in her sports car. The rub was that she couldn't afford to pay for all the speeding tickets. Number 4. Open a can of worms. To introduce more problems, possibly worse problems than those already occurring. Examples. I really opened a can of worms when I reminded my girlfriend of the time she flirted with my friend. She then started to remind me of all the times when I flirted with her friends. What a mess. You are just opening a can of worms when you start to argue with a policeman about giving you a traffic ticket. Number 5. Pain in the butt. A person or thing that is very annoying. This is for casual use only, usually around people you already are acquainted with. Examples. The new math class is such a pain in the butt. We have to do homework every night. Another example. I hate it when Becky's friends come over. They're such a pain in the butt. Number 6. In tow. A person who comes in tow is a friend or family member of the person who is actually invited. A person who comes in tow with someone else is usually welcome mainly because of their affiliation with the person who brought them. Examples. Sally came to my party last night with her sister in tow. Another example. I attended the health seminar with my brother in tow. He came along because he wanted to learn more about nutrition and health. Number 7. I can't just come out and tell. When a person comes out and tells someone something, he or she is being very direct about passing information to someone else. Often the information is obvious to other people but not to the recipient. Often the information is embarrassing to the recipient and/or to the people around the recipient. Sometimes coming out and telling someone something can be impolite, embarrassing, or stressful, but usually it is necessary so that the person knows how others are feeling about him or her. Examples. Stop laughing. You should just come out and tell Harry that he has a hole in the back of his pants. Another example. Rather than beat around the bush, the boss just came out and told his secretary that she was fired. Beat around the bush means being indirect or evasive about telling someone something. Number 8. Go over like a lead balloon. Information that is not welcomed by another person. Examples. Telling my wife that we would have to skip our vacation this year went over like a lead balloon. Another example. I told the police officer that the reason why I was speeding was because I had to go to the bathroom. That went over like a lead balloon. Number 9. Chomping at the bit. Really anxious or excited to get started doing something. Examples. I was chomping at the bit to learn English because then I could communicate with lots of people around the world. Another example. Our soccer team was chomping at the bit to win the championship. Number 10. Fast track. To accelerate, to speed up, or make go faster. Examples. My human resources manager decided that I could fast track my career by taking some courses in English. Another example. The architect told the builder that he could fast track the approval of the building plans by changing the design slightly. Building plans must first be approved by the government before a building can be built. Sometimes this takes a long time. Number 11. Chill out. Usually used in an imperative, chill out means to relax or be calm. Sometimes this is shortened to just the word chill. Examples. We should be home in about 10 minutes. Chill out. You can get a drink of water then. Another example. After school, a group of us go to a pizza place, order pizza, and just chill out. Number 12. Put it to someone. means to explain something, usually something that may be difficult to discuss. Examples. Let me put it to you this way. If you don't study for the exam, you won't pass. Another example. I couldn't figure out how to put it to my son that we wouldn't be able to go fishing this weekend. Number 13. Three's a crowd. When a third person is unwelcome, usually used when a couple wants to be alone or do something by themselves without a third person coming along or being present. The third person could be a friend or relative of one or both members of the couple. Examples. My sister should know by now that when I am with my boyfriend, three's a crowd. Another example. Jackie had to tell her brother that he couldn't come with her and her boyfriend to the beach. She told him that three was a crowd. Number 14. Hogtied. To disrupt or restrict movement. When you are hogtied, you feel restricted about what options you have to resolve an issue. Examples. I was trying to plan our vacation, but everyone wanted to do something different. I really felt hogtied. Another example. My brother was having a difficult time finding a birthday gift for his wife because she really didn't need anything. His choices were limited, and he felt a little hogtied because he wanted to get her something nice. Number 15. Getting all worked up over nothing. When you get all worked up over nothing, you get emotional about something that is not very important, or that appears to be more important than it really is. Examples. This is just a movie. You're getting all worked up over nothing. We're not going to be attacked by aliens from outer space. Another example. I thought the test was going to be really hard, but it was easy. I got all worked up over nothing. Number 16. Contain yourself. Means to control your behavior and relax. Often used playfully, contain yourself is used when someone is over-emotional about something. Examples. Contain yourself. I was only kidding when I said that your favorite movie star was coming to dinner with us. Another example. My brother's plane will land in approximately 10 minutes. I can hardly contain myself. Number 17. Engage your brain. When you engage your brain, you think rationally. This expression is also used playfully and means that you should think about something more carefully. Examples. Don't worry, you can pass the test. Just engage your brain and you will see how easy it is. Another example. Life doesn't have to be difficult, just engage your brain. Number 18. Take a pill. Take a pill is another way to say relax or stay calm. This term is usually used playfully among people who are acquainted. It can be used sarcastically in some situations. Examples. My wife kept bothering me about going to the doctor for a checkup. I told her to take a pill. I'm too busy for a checkup right now. Slightly sarcastic in this context and may not be appreciated by the wife. Another example. I was really excited about seeing my favorite rock band and I couldn't contain my excitement. Finally, my friend told me to take a pill because we'd be at the concert auditorium in less than 10 minutes. Number 19. Lay it all on the table. When you lay it all on the table, you are giving someone all of the facts and details about a situation. Many times, you use this expression when there is a misunderstanding that needs to be cleared up or when something needs to be made more clear. Examples. I laid it all on the table for him. I couldn't sign the contract unless all of my needs were listed in the contract. Another example. She just didn't understand the danger of smoking cigarettes, so her doctor laid it all on the table for her. Number 20. Coming from. The origin, source of your thinking, having to do with your point of view. Examples. I'm not sure where my boss was coming from when he said I was doing a good job. Was he being sarcastic, or was he sincere? Another example. When my wife says she loves me, it comes from her heart. Number 21. Romantic interlude. A pause or section of someone's life when they are romantic with someone else, a time taken for romance. Examples. My sister and her husband used to watch the sunset together. It was a beautiful romantic interlude for them. Another example. Jim's wife had a little romantic interlude with another man. When Jim found out, he filed for divorce. Number 22. Second honeymoon. After many years of marriage, some couples decide to take a honeymoon for the second time in their lives. The first honeymoon usually occurs right after marriage. A second honeymoon can occur many years later. Examples. My mother and father took a second honeymoon after 50 years of marriage. Another example. My wife and I decided to take a second honeymoon after 25 years of marriage. Number 23. To make a pact. To make a pact with someone is to make an agreement. A pact is usually more binding, stronger than just an agreement. Examples. My friend and I made a pact to always help each other in emergencies. Another example. The two leaders made a nuclear non-proliferation pact, an agreement not to continue to produce nuclear weapons. Number 24. Significant other. Usually your wife or husband. Your significant other can be a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Examples. I wanted to go for a few beers with my friends, so I called my significant other to find out if she had any plans for us. Another example. It is possible for your significant other to be of the same sex in gay relationships. 25. To the effect. Approximately, or something similar to, this idea. Examples. I wasn't there when the mayor gave his speech, but he said something to the effect that taxes would be going up next year. Another example. I couldn't hear exactly what the teacher was saying, but she said something to the effect that the project would be due soon. Number 26. To make a mountain out of a molehill. To make a big deal out of something insignificant. Examples. I think they are making a mountain out of a molehill when they say you have to eat vegetables every single day. I'm sure you can miss a day here and there and not get sick. Another example. Stefan was making a mountain out of a molehill when he described the difficulty of the advanced English course at college. Number 27. By the by. Incidentally. Examples. Yes, I like the movie too. By the by, will you be going to the party tomorrow night? Another example. I normally like to eat at good quality restaurants. By the by, when are you going on your vacation? Number 28. To try one's hand at something. To try doing something new. Examples. I'd like to try my hand at surfing. I heard it was fun and very healthy. Another example. Alex tried his hand at carpentry and found that he liked it. Now he is going to school to become a carpenter. Chapter 1, Practice and Review. Directions. In each of the sentences below, fill in the blank spaces with the word or words that are missing from the expression. Answers can be found in Chapter 1 above. Number 1. Jill and Harold took a blank honeymoon after 25 years of marriage. Number 2. Our plane will land in Hawaii in approximately 10 minutes. I blank blank contain myself. Number 3. Please blank your brain before you take the exam. Number 4. I had to lay blank blank on the table for him so he would understand my position. Number 5. True giving blank blank the heart. Number 6. Two is company, but 3 blank blank crowd. Number 7. When we were in high school, my friends and I blank blank packed to stay friends forever. Number 8. Trying to make plans was impossible because everyone wanted to do something different. I really felt blank-tied. Number 9. My friend said, "Take a blank. The test won't be that hard." Number 10. By the blank, will you be competing in the marathon this weekend? Number 11. Jean is making a blank out of a blank when she says that no one will pass the exam. Number 12. The vacation in Kauai was a beautiful blank interlude for the young couple. Number 13. The workers were getting blank worked blank over nothing because the company really did not want to fire them. Number 14. Adam tried his blank blank painting and found that he didn't like the smell of the paint. Number 15. The policeman said something to blank effect that if we didn't leave right now, we would go to jail. This is the end of Chapter 1.